The Most Reverend Dr. Herring Chukwudahunwu Ndukuba is a missionary, biblical scholar, evangelist, preacher, master of liturgies, pastor, teacher of the Word of God, and visionary church leader. Born on the 18th of July 1961 into a Christian home of Mr. Silas and Mrs. Selina Ndukuba, who were school teachers. He hails from Obururu town in Olu local government area of Imo State, Nigeria. He obtained his West Africa examination certification at Bishop Shanaha College, Olu, in 1978. Bachelor of Divinity degree in 1984 from Theological College of Northern Nigeria, TCNN. He had his Master's of Art degree in Systematic Theology at Durham University, United Kingdom, in 1990. And Christian Theological Seminary, where he obtained his Master Art in Christian Education, where he won the John Havran's Christian Prize in Christian Education in 1996. He was deacon in 1985, priest in 1986, preferred canon in 1989, and archdeacon in 1992. Primate Henry was elected the pioneer bishop of Gombe Diocese in 1989. Archbishop of Jos Ecclesiastical Province in 2017, and elected and presented in March 25, 2020, as the fifth Archbishop, Metropolitan and Primate of All Nigerian Anglican Communion and Bishop of Abuja. Kindly stand as we make welcome the Most Reverend Dr. Herring Chukwudahunwu Ndukuba.
Please be seated and let us pray. Precious Father, we give you thanks that once again you have gathered us from the four winds of this nation and beyond just to be in your presence. And in your presence there is great joy, meeting of needs, lifting of burdens. And God, above all, there is renewal of strength. And as we gather unto you, according to your word of promise, manifest your glory once again and stir a fire in the hearts of your children, that as we move out from this mountain, we will go forth in your power. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. I don't hear your amen. Let me read a passage of the scripture and then I will present my address. John 4 from verse 31. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But Jesus said to them, I have food to eat, of which you do not know. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. Amen. Amen. While it is today, the theme of our conference. We thank God for bringing you all to this Federal Capital Territory, Abuja. We pray that the Lord of the harvest will ignite a fresh fire and zeal among our young people to reach the ends of the earth. The Lord has raised many missionaries through the campus ministries and tertiary students in the history of world missions, like the likes of Walter Gowans, Royal Land Biam, and Thomas Kent, who started the Sudan Inland or Interior Missions in 1893, and also Dr. Walter Miller of the Hausa Missions of the CMS. The body of Christ is a missional force, a going movement of God's people empowered by the Holy Spirit to reach the nations with the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This mission conference and its aim is at engaging in this mission task which the Lord has given to all believers. Beloved in Christ, this is your day. The night is coming when you cannot do any work, even if you desire to do so. But I want you to know that God is counting on every one of us. By the grace of God, we can go up and take the nations to possess the land and the families of the world for our God and the Lamb who sits upon the throne. May you never fail the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid of the terror or the scourge of the enemies of the gospel. Be bold and launch out in faith into the nations with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has promised to be with us till the end of the age, as we see in Matthew 28, verse 20. And indeed, mission is the heartbeat of God. And as we have read, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, I have a meat to eat, a longing, a hunger, and that is to harvest the ripe harvest. You carry the solution to the problems and the panacea to the human challenges, and that gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation for whoever that believes, whether a Jew or a Gentile. And the one whom the Lord justifies shall live by faith. There is no doubt that NIFES has become a mission force in this generation. This National Missions Conference is such a strategic meeting, especially with the fact that it serves to expose you to the needs, to heed, to the call, to partner with God in his eternal kingdom work, which is missions, and to understand the urgency of this call. Indeed, time is running out. When I was in Gombe, there were communities that we could enter in the year 2005. By 2010, we could not enter into those communities. Why? In fact, by the time we went in 2005, they were actually asking us to send them evangelists. Some of them we were able to respond, some we could not. But by 2010, we could not enter into those communities. We couldn't preach openly. And so, time is of essence. And as we may look around now, you may see that some of the people that we may be struggling to reach out to in the core north, in the far north, some of them are now moving down to the south. You cannot pass any southern city now without seeing a group of young men and women from the core Muslim north. And in fact, we have been sensitizing our bishops and our church leaders to know that there is a mission field that is opening up around them. And this is the time to engage them. Those young people of 15 to 18 or 25 years, if we refuse to engage them now, in the next 5 years, they would have settled down, married. While our young people are marrying one wife, they will be marrying 2 to 4 wives. And you can know what that will be in the next 10 years. If we refuse to engage them now, the night is coming. Over 80% of you in this conference are people who are at the point of making decisions about your future and how to invest your productive age in God's kingdom agenda. Keep yourselves from every form of attraction and seek the face of God intensely in this conference until He encounters you. I believe that the sessions and the programs lined up in this conference is meant for this fresh encounter with God. Missions is the habit and in fact the eternal business of the Almighty God. Because mission essentially refers to all the efforts and resources of God being deployed towards the end of bringing humanity back to God. And God has shown us that this mission is His own. Right from the fall of man, God had gone out to seek man, as we see in Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. This is the first component of mission. Going. And we have a clear model in God Himself coming to seek for us in His love and mercy to bring us back unto Himself. We can also see the ultimate expression of His reaching out to us, even unto the unsaved world, as the scripture presents it in John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever that believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And as Jesus said to His disciples after His resurrection, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, also, I send you. And we are sent by God that we may reach out to the dying world. In Christ's own life and ministry, we see the most precious of all gifts of the redemption of man, the very life of the Son of God, becoming the pattern for us to follow. The passion for the salvation of soul, as we see in Luke chapter 15, and also in John chapter 4 that I read, that brings joy to heaven and brings joy to the saints on earth. We too are to give ourselves, our time, our talents, indeed our life, to God for the mission of His kingdom. Finally, the last indispensable component of missions is groaning, intense prayers, investments in prayers, intercession, as helped by the Holy Spirit to intercede with the groanings that words cannot easily express. The Holy Spirit helps us. And in fact, Jesus points out that part of what we need to do or contribute to mission has to do with praying that the Lord of the harvest may send forth laborers into the harvest, as we see in Matthew 9:34-38. Jesus requires and requests us to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest. Prayer and groaning are important components of mission, and we need to engage in that. We cannot do so much without prayer. God has strategically gathered us from across this country to prepare and to launch us out into the overripe harvest. We are trusting God that a strategic mission activity and planning and programming and vibrant move of believers in this nation will ensue out of the impact that God will bring upon us in this meeting. And we pray that as the Lord touches us, He will use us to touch our neighborhoods and towns and cities around us in the name of Jesus Christ. That beginning from where we are, we can move into the nations around us in Africa and unto the ends of the world. May the Lord of the harvest stir your hearts in these days of tarrying before Him here, not only to listen to talks and seminars, but to hear the Lord's call to engage the unreached peoples of our nation and our continent like never before, and walk with God to bring the world to the foot of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Church of Nigeria, Anglican Communion, strongly believes that God will use the Church of God in Nigeria to steer the global church onto an unprecedented engagement in missions. We believe that our young people are strategic in this move. You are very important to God's move in this end time. Consequently, we have launched what we call the Joshua Generation International Youth Conference with over 22,000 young people attending at the University of Nigeria in Nsukka last year. And this year, we hosted it in Abuja here using the Moshood Abiola International Stadium. And we had nothing less than 34,000 young people on ground. And out of this, more than 5,000 4,000 people gave their lives to Christ. And more than 4,000 young people volunteered and rededicated their lives for missions. Our prayer is that as we do the follow-up and building up of these young people, God will raise and use many of them. And as He will do among us in this conference, God will use you in reaching the unreached. My brother, my sister, our sons and daughters, you are the Joshua generation. You are the generation that shall possess what God has given to His people. And I'm believing, God, that as the psalmist says in Psalm 103, that the Israelites were picking the miracles while Moses held on to the God that was doing the miracle. I am believing, God, that as God raised Joshua in Egypt and took him through the experience of the wilderness and brought him to Gilgal to conquer the promised land, God will raise you. Amen. You are the generation that God is waiting for. You are the generation that our people, the nations of this world are waiting for. And I'm believing, God, that as you rise up with the fire of God upon your heart and desire to do the will of God in righteousness, in obedience, and in living out for the Lord, I am believing, God, that there shall be a turnaround in our generation. Once again, God is going to move in a mighty way. I am believing, God, that we are at the breaking forth of another of God, and you will play a very vital role. By the recent mission statistics and report of NEMA, we still have about 43 people groups or tribes out of the 538 people groups in Nigeria who are yet to be reached and be engaged. That is no, it means that these 43 people groups have no one reaching out to them with the gospel. They don't have any missionary among them or effectively reach that they can be able to reach themselves. This is a huge opportunity for God to use us to go, to give, and to groan for these unreached people until Christ is made known among them, till they are discipled, as Paul said, that he travels until Christ is formed in the believers in Galatia. I am believing, God, that God wants us to also travel until we see Jesus being formed in the lives of the people. I want to use this opportunity to thank the organizers of this conference. I thank my brother and friend, Brother Uncle Rex. Thank you so much for your labor of love among us. I want to thank the senior friends, the ESCO of NIFES. Myself, I am a product of NIFES. Amen. In the 80s, we remember Uncle Kola. I remember one conference that it was it 81 or so in Ibadan, where we had to make contribution to buy him a car because he wouldn't talk. He would just be suffering like that. And so the senior friends came round. I said, no, we will not allow Uncle Kola to go by with this car, this rickety car that he went, he came with. He should go back with a new car. And I remember some brethren, Brother Gen, who was our traveling secretary in Jos area, and Brother Moses Arinsiola and others who would minister to us. In fact, it was in ministering to us in a government secondary school, Mina, when we went for the retreat of the executives, that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the work of Night Fest. Brothers and sisters, we are at the breaking point to make a man for this generation. And God is counting on you to bear the light of the gospel, to carry the power of God into our communities and environments, and be there for the Lord, and His name will be glorified. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to come and share with you. I am very sorry that I came late, because I had several meetings and I just finished to rush down here. I want to tell you that we love you and we are praying for you and we are standing with you, and we will do whatever it will take to invest in that which God wants to do with you. In the name of the Lord, we get every one of you and charge you to set your heart to receive from God the purpose of God for your life, to which God has uniquely called you. I pray that the hand of the Lord will be mighty upon your life to take you into the future that He has for you. You are a blessing to this generation. Everything is waiting for you to stand and arise. This is the hour. We are in the daytime. The night is coming when no man shall walk. Make use of this opportunity, and the Lord will bless you, and you will be a blessing to this generation. God bless you.